Welcome to Upfront of the Voice of America. My name is Jackson Vunganyi in Washington, D.C. Nadia Sammy is in Johannesburg, South Africa. Now, like we've pointed out on this show in the past, right here on Upfront, it is no secret that people, young and old, are always obsessing about their physical appearance. Body image is in no way an issue that is limited to age or sex. That means that young people care as much about their bodies as older people. It is also not limited to sex or the sex of an individual. In essence, whether we like to admit it or not, we are all conscious of how we look to ourselves and to others. So there's a little bit of a history to this. It's not something that is new. In fact, while history shows us that society has often placed a value on the human body, the perception of beauty throughout history has often changed from one society to another. And many times it corresponds to an existing standard. And that particular standard is based on many factors, but usually it is often set through the popular culture, the arts, music, and more recently through television and the movies. These different mediums often concentrate on the cosmetic appeal of weight loss, physical fitness, facial and skin beauty. Many others that are all related to body image in one way or another. Now, even though we know that body image issues are not limited by either sex or age, it is true that young people are more susceptible and feel more pressure to conform to an ideal or what is considered an ideal image. And what often happens is that there's so many negative after effects of this type of pressure, including but not limited to eating disorders, cosmetic surgery, bleaching, etc. But we also know that you cannot confront body image issues if we do not have a conversation about them. And this is part of the reason why we've done this show a couple of times, exploring this aspect of our lives, our body image. And today we explore again right here on Upfront on the Voice of America.
Say, yo, Sean Kingston.
Yo.
Personally, you have to see yourself as a person and how you'd want to be. Because when you don't see yourself as you want and appreciate yourself.
I think girls are the most affected by body image.
Even boys nowadays, they want to look nice.
Sometimes people get worried when they see me getting fat.
When others tell you that maybe you are this, you are that, you tend to take what they say rather than how you see yourself.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine something like a mirror.
Welcome to Upfront on the Voice of America. My name is Jackson Vunganyi in Washington, D.C. Nadia Sammy is in Johannesburg, South Africa. And we're talking about beauty, the standards of beauty, a conversation we've had before right here on the show. To further speak on this issue, I have two young college students in the studio with me, Jeanette and Loic, and I wanted to find out if they feel any sort of pressure from society to look a certain way.
I believe that the media it influences you. Like, for example, a girl, I'll speak person about my, you know, they'll like makeup, what's trending,
right?
Could be about hair, makeup,
based on what you see on the news or in advertisements.
Exactly.
That's a standard for you for what is beautiful.
Yes, but I highly disagree with it. Like, I don't think we should be intrigued by what works for others or what doesn't work for others.
Right. So there's no standard beauty.
Yeah, but I am a victim.
You're a victim, yes. You buy into it.
Yes, I do. I don't even realize it, but I do.
What are some of the dangers of I guess understanding beauty as something that you see on TV, as a standard that is presented to you on TV and in the media?
Getting plastic surgery and taking, like, you know, getting under the knife to look a certain type of way.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the only kind of...
So you feel plastic surgery is taking it a little too far?
Yeah, I think if you can do like a bit of like makeup, if you can go to the gym.
So makeup is okay. Do you rather work out to look a certain way, or do you work out to be healthy?
I work out to feel good about myself. That's when I work out.
Right.
But yeah.
And you feel good about yourself when you look a certain way? or when you feel a certain way?
When I feel a certain way, not when I look a certain way. You know, I just think if you have your own look, if you know what you want, not... I don't want to have a body or look.
I like that. I like, you know, your own look.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what's your own look? What I'm is still your building, own look?
Are you asking me, Jeanette, yes. personally? Mm. I'm still building it. I'm still finding it.
Do you feel there's more pressure on men than there is on women to look a certain way?
I don't know.
Or is
think
it,
so.
Yeah, is it the inverse?
It's the other way around. It's the other way around. Because, I mean, like, we're talking about Kim Kardashian and Nicki Minaj. I feel like for ladies, they have set a standard. When we talk about guys, there's not really that person you say, oh, I want to look like this guy or that guy. But then for girls, you already have that threshold, if you like. So for women, they're already more under the microscope when it comes to looks. I said we don't really have that as much for guys as
I think
do,
you
do
guys
you feel
I,
the pressure.
I th- for guys, I just don't think it's looks that much. It's maybe their like, success and the pressure of what they're doing and who they're with, and maybe like social status. That's what I think, guy. The pressure.
So regardless of how you look physically as a man,
since yeah,
I, if you have other factors,
other factors can make up for it.
Yeah, not that I'm just saying for other people, not as Jeanette. Right. Yeah,
but
yeah.
You, Jeanette, do you feel any type of pressure at all to look a certain way?
No, I don't.
Are you just saying that?
No, I used to, but now now I don't. Okay, well, kind of, sort of, but
I see. I knew we were getting somewhere. Go ahead.
If I feel like I look good, then I'm good. So I don't feel any pressure to look a certain.
Do you feel that when you wake up in the morning and you feel healthy and feeling good about myself today, everything is going well around my life?
That's definitely.
Or that I put on some lipstick and look so good on me, so I'm going to feel good about myself for that moment.
Yeah, it really, every day
I
feel
different.
Yeah, truthfully.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
When do you ever feel different every day?
Not
that's a lot of pressure to feel different every day.
No, if you're talking positively, one day I'll feel like, let's say, since you're talking about my looks, one day I'll want to put up my hair, another day I'd want to braid it. Because that day I feel like, you know what, Jeanette, I should, you know, do this to my hair. Right. Another day I'll be like, you know what, Jeanette, let your hair down. Another day I'll be like, you know what, I want to braid my hair. Mm. It's just, and this makes me happy. It doesn't make me feel any, like,
I don't care what anybody else thinks.
I used to. No, now I don't.
What happened along the way?
I'm always caring? In different places, and I don't think I am far
different
from
geographical locations.
Yeah, so,
and there are different expectations geographically for you to look a certain way.
Yes, I do believe that.
And so you stop conforming because there's so many places. So,
exactly.
Does it take a level of growth, personal growth, to be able to be free of I guess the trappings of popular culture and the way you're supposed to look?
Definitely.
I definitely feel like it, because like at some point when like you're hanging around friends who look a certain way, dress a certain way, like you're kind of influenced by that at a certain age. But then once you grow up and you have like other things going on, other priorities going on, like your head is not really focused on, will I stand out if I'm next to all these people? Like you're more focused on other things, you know, maybe it's work or maybe it's school, like different things. But I mean, I could definitely say when I was 13, 14, 15, around that age, like I would always look at other people dress and that would influence what I'm going to go for, like when I go shopping and stuff.
Now,
like
for our listeners, Loic, who's originally from Cameroon, has dreadlocks on. What is the story behind your dreadlocks?
Well, there's actually two sides to it. The first was I was originally going to keep an afro grow and like to get a mohawk for soccer season. But then when I went back to Ethiopia after my freshman year, one of my friends told me, you know, I would look good in dreadlocks. And then also after my freshman year of college, like I was really homesick that first year. But then when I went back home for summer, then I went back after, like I started getting more comfortable here in the US. So for me, growing my hair is me being away from my mom's house and like finding my own way, getting my own knowledge. So that's how my dreadlocks came about.
Wow, you mentioned mom. Does mom, first of all, what's your mom thinking about it?
The dreads.
Your mom hates the dreads.
And she actually threatened
it. Why? Why do you think she hates the dreads?
Well, she doesn't like the idea of guys with long hair, first of all. And second of all, in Cameroon, like, if you had dreadlocks specifically, you were into drugs.
Okay.
So, like, that's still the perception.
That's the misconception.
Had. Yes.
The stereotype.
Right.
Thank you for joining us on Upfront on The Voice of America. On the show, we're talking about body image today. Generally, body image refers to a person's perception of the attractiveness of their own body and their own features. This concept of body image is used in popular culture all the time, in magazines, on television, in music videos, etc., but also numerous disciplines, including psychology, philosophy, use this reference of body image. So we're going to dig deeper tonight. Stay tuned.
Nadia, one of the negative after effects of a media that perpetuates an ideal body image is that young girls often try then to compare themselves to models in these advertisements in terms of their physical attractiveness. And what we know is that this is psychologically detrimental to the well-being of many young women and ultimately on their self-image. It is said that a person's image is thought to be in part a product of their personal experiences, personality, and various social and cultural forces. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with Noreen Ballas, a friend of the show, on some of the body image issues she's had to deal with or continues to deal with on a daily basis. Do you ever have body image issues?
Daily. Hourly, secondly.
This seems so frequent.
It's just too frequent. It's part of my makeup now. And I'm not even joking, which is really pathetic. It's so sad, but it's so true. I am being 100% honest. That is always on my mind.
How you look.
Yeah.
But really, where you live in a village, so
no,
who cares
but
how you look?
But you know what's really funny is even in the village it matters. Actually, I think it matters more because, you know,
how?
They have nothing else to do. So you kind of criticize each other and look at each other, you know.
But your standards are less than, say, your typical New Yorker.
Typical New Yorker.
Who
is fully
engrossed in consumption of popular media and in culture and stuff.
But that's where you're wrong, because popular media and all those, you know, bombardments are far more in smaller towns because we have nowhere else to look but the television.
That's
sad. You know what I mean? So then when we go out, everyone's insecure because they're not, you know.
But you don't go out.
Well, if there's a social or something, or if there's some sort of, you know, family activity, or like something
like an
going
apple
on.
Picking ceremony.
Not apple picking, ice fishing. Okay,
ice fishing. My bad. Anyhow, so tell me about your body image issues. When do you start this? Like when you're like at what age?
12.
12 years old. That is so young.
Yeah.
And how do they manifest themselves?
They manifest themselves by other girls. I find that matters what you look like, how you dress. At that time, it was like music videos. Madonna was out at the time, you know, in the 80s.
She was the Lady Gaga of her time.
The Lady Gaga of her time, yeah, totally. So I think, and I didn't even know that it manifested itself until I reached high school and I realized that, you know, I had a bit of an eating disorder, which I found out years later that I had an eating disorder. I didn't know I had an eating disorder.
You just thought you were hungry all the time.
No. Or not, you know, being, you know, playing sports and not eating much, for example. Or if I felt like I ate too much, I would go and vomit. And my parents thought it was okay because they felt like it was funny that I would eat to the point that I didn't understand. So it kind of, it was confusing. And then once I left high school, it got worse in the work field.
Really?
Because I was working and, you know, also going to university. So it became more, you know, invasive. But then,
wait,
you know,
the eating disorder.
Yeah, it was. I would say it was because it was anorexia/bulimia combination. There would be times where I wouldn't eat for 2 days, and then if I knew that something was coming up where there would be a lot of activity, then I would eat something, and then most likely throw it up. So at times I would even survive on a chocolate bar a day.
On what?
Like one chocolate bar.
Really?
For the whole day.
Just
yeah.
Because you knew that there was an outing that it was coming up over in the weekend.
Right. Or like, no, something's coming up. Or there's a meal, then I would, you know, vomit it kind of thing. Let's say if I had pasta dinner, I would go and vomit it. This is all just so I can fit into a size 7.
But then you know you're not a size 7.
I'm not a size 7. I'm actually between a 9 and a 10 naturally. So I was below weight, like, you know, below my healthy weight. And then, you know, all those photos actually I destroyed because I looked much older for my age and I looked very sick at that time. But everyone said I looked good in real life. So that's what's interesting. That's really
so
what's
they
interesting.
Misled you into thinking everything was
no,
good.
No, people thought it was cool to be that thin. That's the thing, right? Because everyone was telling you, oh, you look great. You know, guys give you more attention. Even though I wasn't that's not what I was going for. I felt like I had more power if, you know, I had more respect. I had more, you know, when you're younger, you're looking for legitimacy. I think we're always looking for legitimacy, but as a younger person, you're kind of trying to figure out how can I be in control of my situation. So that was how I felt like I could control my situation.
Speaking of which, there's this new study that says that many young girls begin to worry about how they look before they even begin school.
You know, and that's pretty sad to me. Like, I believe it because now, if I had like all these, you know, what are these kids, like, you know, Miley Cyrus or, you know, Britney Spears and all those people that, you know, as a kid, I don't know how I would be today. I only had Madonna, for God's sakes. So imagine if I had all those kind of, you know, influences on me. So, and it kind of creeps in. You don't even realize that it's happening. And now as an adult, because I have a personal, like, medical issue that's going on, that's causing me issues in terms of being able to...
Like imbalances and stuff?
Imbalances, okay. And also, like, you know, so it's kind of causing some issues for me in terms of weight, and it's a constant battle.
Like you battle weight gains and stuff?
Yes, I battle weight gains, and it's difficult, and it makes me depressed, because when, at one point in your life, when you're a certain way... and you know what it feels like, and then you change. And I can say that I've been on extreme ends for both, and I can say one thing. I know people do treat you different when you are a bit, you know, heavier. But I had a positive response to it, not in terms of men, but in terms of woman to woman. I found I gained more female friends when I was bigger.
There's more empathy.
More empathy. I'm more approachable. I guess, you know, when you're also... I think there's this, a judgment that goes with a certain weight or how you handle yourself. But overall, though, I'm thinking personality matters. People say personality doesn't matter. It does. You can be the hottest thing, like the skinniest thing, but have no personality.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So this is one thing I've learned, is that, you know, what people need to focus on, and young girls is, and men, is the personality, building of the character. Because at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. And I've established that intellectually, but... What's really ironic is that still today, like before you called me, I was thinking, I need to do a cleanse. I need to figure out how can we, you know, shed this weight, the winter weight. So, you know, it's kind of...
Because the summer is coming up, you need to look good.
Exactly. The summer is coming up, you need to look good.
But wait. I don't understand that, because given your religion, it's not like you're going to go skimpy. So,
no, but it's not about exposing your skin. It's about wearing clothes that, you know, kind of form-fitting. I can't cover myself in a big parka in the summertime. I would love to. but now everyone can see the bulges and all the, you know, areas that you're uncomfortable with, right?
Okay.
So now you're out in the open.
Tell us about that little story in Uganda where you had like a body issue story where it was a positive reinforcement for you, your first comment.
The first comment, yeah. I mean, that was the first time in my life. Like, I was battling it at that point.
And you packed on a couple of pounds.
Yeah, more than a couple of pounds. So I, you know, basically rolled off the airplane, you know.
Literally.
I rolled like a ball onto, you know, Ugandan soil, and I'm waiting there thinking, you know, with my backpack, you know, with my pigtails, like I look like a, you know, just, you know, pudgy cheeks and everything, and I fall off there, and the cab driver, you know, he's like talking to me, and when he dropped me off, he goes, "You're so beautiful," and I almost like passed out right there, because I was like, I was actually thinking, is he talking to me? I was stunned.
You're like, who, me?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and I'm looking around.
You.
I'm thinking, okay. He goes, "You're so beautiful." And I'm like, I mean, he could have at that point even, like, you know, robbed me, and I wouldn't know.
Take everything.
Yeah, because I was like, whoa. And there I am with my belt so tight, you know, and I'm just, you know, adjusting myself. And I'm like, what in the world? Because, you know, my bag fell on the ground, and I was picking it up while he was telling me this. And then the whole time, the reinforcements in Uganda really helped me, funny enough, shed most of the weight.
Let me ask you a question, Nadia. Is it possible that a person's perception of their appearance can be different from how others actually perceive them?
Absolutely, Jackson. I think that many people would be able to relate to the idea of looking in the mirror and seeing an image stare back at them that is
not what they really imagine themselves to be. So you might have a very slender person looking in the mirror and seeing someone much bigger than they actually are in reality. And I've got a close friend of mine who recently told me that she looks in the mirror and she thinks she sees an image much slimmer than she actually is. And she says that she thinks she's in denial about being slightly overweight. And so it's absolutely, it's a realistic concept. It's something that relates to people's hair, to people's skin, to people's lips, to whatever the case may be, because that's what body image is about. It's how do we perceive what we actually look like, and is the way we perceive it a true reflection of what we actually look like?
My people waiting the chalet, they listen to Jackson Vanganyi for Upfront with the For Voice of America.
For a man like me, I really don't necessarily think I should waste my time on issues of the way I look, my image, so on and so forth. But for women, yes, so it's not equal. Most of the times when I look at my favorite actor looking good, I always try to look similar. But one other thing I do that makes me to come back to myself is there's never a copycat that is the right image of a person, because no matter how much I copycat whatever maybe my favorite actor or my favorite singer is doing, I'll never be that person.
The media affect my body image more, especially when I'm reading maybe magazines that explains more about maybe about physical features, maybe about how somebody looks, about facial, what about this and that. When these magazines, when I'm looking at pictures, maybe dressing even, so that even affect me, because I'm saying like, how am I dressing? But look at this, it's nice. If you put it on this one, maybe I could look nice. Like maybe this other person who's in the magazine. So it really affects me, more especially when I'm doing that.
The reality is that men are gauged upon intellect and women are gauged upon looks first. If she's good looking, intelligent, then she's got things going on. And if she's just good looking and nothing's coming out, like, oh, she's a bimbo, but at least she's hot. Like, at the end of the day, when you're doing a presentation, a woman knows that everyone's scanning her.
I don't know what she hesitates for, man. Hey, Shotta Cool is a fan on the new once again, but he still has fans from Peru to Japan. Listen, baby, I don't want to ruin your plan, but if you got a man, try to lose him if you can, because the girls worldwide throw their hands up high when they want to come and kick it with a stand-up guy.
Now, a recent report by the American Psychological Association found that a culture-wide sexualization of girls and women was contributing to increased female anxiety associated with body image. The women portrayed on these media are usually they're usually a prototype. It's slender, tall, shiny, glossy hair, etc., etc. The reality is that those women don't look like that themselves, because these things have been airbrushed to look like that. Breasts have been tweaked, waistlines have been tweaked, backsides have been tweaked. And so you need to know that that's not a real image. That's not a real image to aspire to. The problem is that we have boys, young boys and men looking at these images and thinking that this is the ideal, when in fact it's not a true ideal, it's been a created ideal. And so it's something that everyone needs to be aware of, that when you're looking at images like that in the media, those are not true images, and it's certainly not representative of how the majority of women actually look.
Nadia, let's just say here on the show that it is important for parents to start body image conversations with their children and talk about things like weight, skin color, and their perception of beauty at a young age. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with Kali Ejigu, an Ethiopian-American television personality and student here in Washington, D.C.
Well, body image issues are close to my heart, because I grew up being overweight, mm-hmm. and had struggled with my weight and my image, and understanding what my self-worth was through what my body looked like. And it was a major struggle up until maybe freshman or sophomore year of college, where finally I recognized that my self-worth was not tied to the way my body looked. And further than that, I learned to deal with my issues not in a more healthy way.
Okay.
And so I had decided to go about a mission to get healthy. And since then, I have lost and maintained 85 pound weight loss. So since then, I've just kind of been very much interested in what does it mean to be a woman and understand your self-worth and how it's unfortunately tied to what your body looks like.
But the question is, every time I talk about body image with people, the first thing that comes up is weight. Why does it drive the discussion around body image, the issue of weight?
Well, I think, unfortunately, with the commodification and commercialization of the markets, anybody who is at all affected by the Western world is going to have a conception of beauty being unfortunately tied to being very skinny. And I think it's very Western in the sense that you, if you look at the way things are marketed, it's marketed towards understanding a woman's beauty or even a man's masculinity in being in shape, in being fit.
Right.
And so immediately when you look at a magazine or you're watching a film, the heroines and the heroes are people who are very physically fit, beautiful, have a certain image. And so when you see these constant, when you're constantly confronted with these images, you are going to absorb them, and it's going to manifest itself in your understanding of what it means to be good-looking or to be beautiful.
And so on a daily basis, you become conscious of how you look. If, say, you're overweight, how did you deal with it on a personal level?
Again, in our culture, American culture, Western culture, unfortunately, a woman's worth is tied to what her aesthetics are.
Mm.
And when you are contrary, when you look contrary to what that standard is, it's going to manifest itself in an emotional manner. And so for myself, I was incredibly unhappy, not only because I was overweight, but because I was so far from what that image was. And I felt like, well, if I don't look like that, and if I can't look like that, then where do I derive my self-worth from? Where do I derive my self-esteem from? And so once I found that disparate connection, I decided that I needed to combat things in my own way, and not only change the way that I look, but change the way that I understand my worth and what my beauty is.
Now, do you have any brothers?
Yeah, I have a little brother. Yes.
But also, the question I wanted to ask is if boys are affected by body image issues as much as girls are.
Well, my younger brother, he's a skinny fellow, but he's recently taken up weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
And it came kind of abruptly, but it may not have been so abrupt, but I think he's going through that adolescent stage of puberty where you're really trying to change the way you look and conform in certain ways. So I think the way men, it's not as prevalent, but I think men do in some ways feel that pressure, if not to be a little bit more buff or have a few more muscles, then they find other means to compensate. If it's not physical, then usually a lot of times I think they'll seek monetary means, whether that means becoming wealthier or having that
so
flashy
skinny
car.
So overcompensating.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Exactly.
So women don't have the choice?
Well, I know. I think even when women do get those means, whether having that flashy car, that great condo, there's still that pressure to look a certain way.
So it's a social double standard then.
Oh, incredibly. Incredibly so.
That was Kali Ejigu. This is Upfront on the Voice of America with Jackson Vunganyi. and Nadia Sami. And on that note, I want to thank all our listeners and all our contributors to the show today. We'll catch you again next week right here on The Voice of America. You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is @UpfrontAfrica. And remember, you can always send us an email here on the show. It's upfront@voanews.com. Until next time, goodbye.